Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild with my co-host, Angela Lang. We have our guest, David Cooper, in studio. You can join the conversation at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. We're broadcast all across the Civic Media Radio Network. And we do have a caller. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Troy, what you got?
Hello. Hello, Reverend and Matt and Angela. How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. Thank you. This is amazing. I can't believe you're getting flack about this, because these Trumpsters bring out the flag and they bring out their religion all the time, you know, like they're following it. And it's about time we take back the flag, and it's about time we take back the cross. And I'm so glad that you're doing this. And if you're looking for volunteers, I will come and help you carry this cross.
Oh, good. Check in with me a little bit before 11 o'clock, Saturday, August 2nd.
Okay.
Glad to meet you there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Troy, thanks so much for your call. We really appreciate it. Angela, you had a question for the chief.
Yeah, and I think this kind of like builds on what we were talking about before the break a little bit, and especially with Troy's statements, and just curious, like, your thoughts of the role of the faith community, especially right now when people think of, you know, the far right Christian extremists and what have you, and why it is important to kind of reclaim the cross. What do you think is the role of the faith community right now?
Well, I've come from the Episcopal tradition. I was away from it a good part of my life, but I think the things that my grandmother taught me stayed with me these years, and about people and caring for people. So I think that the most important thing is that the role of a faith-based person is to stand on the edges of the city and make commentary about what the city is doing, kind of like the role of Old Testament prophets. Our job is to say, look, that's wrong. We don't want to be part of government. We don't want to be running government like many of the nationalists want to do. We believe strongly in the separation of church and state, and we would expect that the government operates in a fair and ethical manner consistent with our Constitution and our rule of law. And, you know, that is not happening now. So I think we must, first of all, resist and speak strongly, and then collaborate with other faith groups so that there can be a movement one day within this country that this is right and this is wrong. When I look at my early days of watching the movement on the right, you know, back in the 70s, the anti-abortion people never stopped. Never stopped. It was every single day, month after month, year after year, and that's how Roe v. Wade got overturned. They never quit. So I wonder what would happen if we, who say that we believe in these strong values, were just as vocal and just as organized out there, but there was nothing stopping them whatsoever. So we just sort of, well, government's kind of doing all right now, so we'll just be quiet. And I was also mentioning to Matt during the break that I think what happened is I think a lot of clergy have been beaten down, and they got beaten down during COVID when they actually had severe disagreements within their parishes about whether or not they should abide by national health regulations, whether they should be supporting vaccination, whether or not they should support masking, whether or not they're going to go to online services to try to keep people distant, that they got beaten up pretty bad about that. I heard some real horror stories of what went on within so-called our nice Christian parishes when it came to this. And that divide, I think, is still felt today. The fear is out there. I think the fear permeates this entire community. And that's what really started the "On This We Stand" or "Here We Stand" statement was, there's a lot of fear out there. And we don't realize it, but we're all afraid to move because we've seen what happens to people when they speak out. You know, they get they get mocked, like Bishop Buddy was when she asked the president to care for people who are in need.
That was a courageous thing she did.
And it's also happened to my presiding bishop, Sean Rowe, who said, he said, the Church of the Presidents, of which the Episcopal Church was for many, many years, now must be the Church of the Resistance. The Resistance. And that's going to be a big change for a lot of white-collar Episcopalians in my crowd.
Yeah, I imagine there's some anxiety being produced with a statement like that and some pushback. We've been speaking here with David Cooper, who's former police chief here. He's a reverend. He is organizing a rally on August 2nd at 11 a.m. At Library Mall in Madison, marching with a big cross up to the Capitol to reclaim the cross, to denounce Trump's cruel policies across the board, especially against immigrants, the poor, and the vulnerable, and against Christian nationalism and authoritarianism, and also destroying the environment. Everybody is invited. I feel invited, even though I'm non-Christian. The chief asked me a month ago to join it, and I signed on right away. And so everyone is invited. The phone number here after the break, you can chime in, 855-752-4842, because I'm going to keep the chief here. After the break, I do want his views also on the horrible ICE and Marine policing, in quotes, that's been going on in L.A. We'll be right back on the Maggie Dawn Show. The phone number is 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Angela and I and the chief will be right back.